The shaman's job is not just to support myths, in fact, not to support anything, but is to empirically discover firsthand what is true in non-ordinary reality. And non-ordinary reality is the place that shamans go in an altered state of consciousness. It's not a great, remarkable state of consciousness change, according to many European investigators. They were surprised when they stuck needles into shamans who were lying down on the ground. They sometimes experienced pain. They thought it wasn't a real trance unless you were completely out of it. That's not the case. They're all degrees of what I call the shamanic state of consciousness, which involves knowledge of the methods, but also the alteration of consciousness. And those differing degrees can be quite substantial, to the degree that you might be away for several days or time, or you might just be gone 10 or 15 minutes. And through practice, you can change that. Now, there are, as we all know, entheogens, previously called drugs, and there's sonic driving. Sonic driving is most commonly in the world, I'd say 95% of the world's shamanic cultures use sonic driving. In the Amazon, however, entheogens were more common, and a few other places like West Central Mexico and so on. Doesn't merely matter. The change of consciousness was what was required to get into this altered state. And it didn't matter what doorway you used to get there, you could get to the same place. It's true, when you got hit with a really strong dose of something, like Datura, which I don't recommend, or ayahuasca, about which I have no comment whatsoever, it could hit you like a bang. But that doesn't mean your experience was any more genuine than the more subtle thing that grows on somebody. What's important to the shaman is whether he or she is able to perform miracles. It doesn't matter where you went to school, or what drugs you took or didn't take, do you perform miracles of healing, for example, miracles of divination? That's the key thing. Are you any good? It's a simple problem. And the community decides whether you're any good.